On stage right now, we have Alexa Fields and Michael Haskell. Hello, Michael.
Hello.
Like many of our contestants, you are really into Dungeons & Dragons.
I assume all of them.
All of them. And you've been even playing one game for about 8 years?
Nine-ish.
Yeah, okay. If you could have any D&D monster as a pet, which one would it be?
Go on.
Yeah, which one would it be? Which one would you like to have as a pet?
Bullywug.
Okay, can you describe Bullywug to...
Frogmen with spears, but cool.
Sure. Alexa, do you understand what that whole conversation was about? Do you play D&D?
I do.
Wow, look at that. Do you have a favorite monster from D&D that you would like to have as a pet?
Oh, I'm afraid I don't.
Well,
Bullywug?
I'm perfectly happy with just my cat.
It's hard to know who's cooler right now, isn't it? Our next game is called A Perfect Game. Sounds punny.
I don't know why you would think it sounds punny, but yes, you are right. This game is perfect because every correct answer will have an animal sound in it. To help you out, we will name the appropriate animal in the clue. For example, if I ask, Larry Bird's 140-character blurb was so funny, you shared it with your friends by doing this, you would say, retweet. We've offended at least one person. So you see Larry Bird, it has the word bird in it, and then it's retweet, which is an animal sound. You get what's happening, right? Okay, here we go. If a cow wore this piece of fad jewelry, its gem might turn black after a stressful day of milking, or blue when she's enjoying a nice graze. Michael.
Mood ring?
Can you say it with the animal sound?
Mood ring.
That is right. This astronaut was as busy as a bee while trying to land on the Sea of Tranquility with Neil Armstrong. Alexa.
Buzz Aldrin?
Yes. On this classic children's show, the postman, Mr. McFeely, often made special deliveries like saddles or lucky horseshoes. Michael?
Humbug?
Alexa?
Mr. Rogers' neighborhood.
Yes! I admire your commitment to theater. That's fantastic. This eventful decade began with frolicking flappers and ended in financial ruin. And featured the first appearance of MGM's Leo the Lion. Michael?
The Roaring Twenties.
Yes.
I like how we've inadvertently made another level of competition.
Yes.
We've added.
This word is defined as wordy and generally unintelligible jargon, like a turkey trying to recite Shakespeare. Michael.
Gobbledygook.
Yes, that's the worst turkey I've ever heard, but yes, that's right. While watching Lassie on your home entertainment system, this large speaker might provide some serious bass for the dog's barks. Michael.
Woofer.
Yes. We were actually looking for sub-woofer, but I will accept woofer. The pigeons swooned when this CNN anchor walked around Haiti in a tight-fitting t-shirt that highlighted his white hair. Alexa.
Anderson Cooper.
Very good.
That was beautiful, Alexa. Well, looks like Michael won this round. Congratulations, Michael. You'll be moving on to the Ask Me One More final round. Thank you so much, Alexa.